The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting. Keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth, listen to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, once during the homily, a priest became so animated that he accidentally knocked his paper from the pulpit. As he scrambled to gather them, he asked, "Now, where was I?" A voice from the congregation responded, "Right near the end." Today, we find ourselves at the end, not of the homily, but of the liturgical year. Today, the church celebrates the feast of the Christ the King. In the church calendar, Christ the King, who is God and man, is won his crown by dying on the cross and rising alive 3 days later. For Christ has saved the world by winning his war against evil and has opened heaven to all of us who choose to follow him faithfully in everything. The church concludes each liturgical year on the feast day of the Christ the King. The feast was instituted by Pope Pius VI to celebrate the Jubilee year and the 16th centenary of the Council of Nicaea. The triple purpose for which this feast was established and proclaimed by Pope was to reassert the sovereignty of the Christ and the Church over all forms of government, to remind Christians of the fidelity and loyalty we owe to Christ, who by incarnation and sacrificial death on the cross has made both adopted children of God and future citizens and heirs of heaven, the kingdom of God. And to remind that Jesus Christ is truly only sovereign King, ruling whole of creation. Our Christ, our spiritual King and ruler, ruled by truth and love. We declare our loyalty to Jesus by the quality of Christian commitment expressed in our saving, serving of others with sacrificial and forgiving love, by our solidarity with the poor. Although few emperors and kings, the real ruling power exists today, except in history book. We willingly honor Christ as the King of the universe and King of our hearts by allowing Jesus to take control of our lives. In thousands of human hearts all over the world, Jesus still reigns as our King. The cross is Jesus' throne, and the Sermon on the Mount is the rule of law. His citizens need to obey only one major law, that is, love God and love our neighbor. A king with a saving and liberating mission, Jesus frees us from all types of bondage, enabling us to live peacefully and happily on earth and promising us an inheritance in the eternal life of heaven. For this culminating feast of Christ the King, the reading describes the enthronement of various victorious King as the King of heaven in all his glory. The first reading, taken from the book of Daniel, tells the mysterious Son of God coming on the clouds, glorified by God and given dominion that will last forever. In the second reading, taken from the book of Revelation, the risen Christ comes amid the clouds as the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last of all things. In today's Gospel, Jesus asserted before Pilate that he is the King and clarifies that his kingdom does not belong to this world. He rules as a king by serving others rather than by dominating them. His authority is rooted in truth, not in physical force, and his kingdom, the reign of God, is based on the Beatitudes. Yes, my dear friends, in the Annunciation we read, "And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." In fact, the kingdom of God is the center of Jesus' teaching. Again, the Magi from the east, from Jerusalem, and asked question, "Where is the baby born to be the King of the Jews? We saw his star and came to worship him." Again, he says, during the royal reception given to Jesus on Palm Sunday, the Jews shouted, "God bless the King who comes in the name of the Lord." During the trial of Jesus in today's Gospel, Pilate asked the question, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You say that I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this I have come into this world, to bear witness to the truth. The signboard that is hung on the head of Jesus in the cross, it says, Jesus of Nazareth, King of Israel. King of the Jews. Again, Jesus declared, whoever wants to be first among you must be your slaves. And even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Finally, in Matthew we read that Christ the King will come in glory to be as our judge at the final judgment. Yes, my dear friends, we belong to Christ's kingdom only when we walk with Christ. When we try to live our lives fully in the spirit of the gospel, and when that gospel spirit penetrates every facet of our living. So, if Christ is really our King in our life, Jesus must be the King of every part of my life. I must let Christ reign in all parts of my life. By cultivating in our lives the gentle and humble mind of Christ, we show others that Christ is indeed our King, that he changes our lives. So, my dear friends, today let us open our hearts to the Christ the King. Let us invite the Christ the King to reign our lives, families, and community. Through his love, we may become the instruments of God's love, mercy, forgiving, and mercy and peace. Amen.